Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeffrey is an almost 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us since 1999. We've been partying since then, too, by the way. And not like it was 1999. And he's a word man. He's a guy who helps his clients put their best foot forward with words, and however they intend to use them. He is an award-winning journalist and the author of 3 books on being home base. He was home base before it was cool. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey Jeff, years ago, I've actually rented space from 2 different executive suites over the years, over the eons, maybe I should say.
There you
and,
go.
And I remember both of them had an area. You could rent an office, of course, which I did both places. You could also, if you're home based, you could rent their conference room for a meeting, you know, for an hour or whatever. But both of them also had little cubbies. Like, remember when in college in the library the thing was facing the wall, you'd go up there and
you'd go into the stacks, we called it.
Yeah, little half partition coming out, and
yep.
You sit there and you'd have a little separation from the other people.
Right.
Well, they had those too. So if you were downtown working from your home base and you needed just a place to go, you know, this was before laptops in some cases too. You'd go there and you sit there and you could rent it for, you know, so much an hour or whatever.
Right.
So that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
It was. And you know what? If you fast forward it through the 90s and the aughts, as it were, you know, Starbucks kind of became that kind of location where people, you know, in the corporate speak, they call it a touchdown space. It could be an executive suite. Corporations called it a touchdown space,
mm-hmm.
where you would, if you worked remotely, you're a teleworker at a corporation, you could work from your office, you know, from your home office, and occasionally come into the office, especially if you didn't have an assigned desk. They had touchdown space where you'd come in,
mm-hmm.
and you'd sort of touch down. You'd be a plane coming in and touching down and taking an open desk. It was an unassigned open desk you could take and you can plug in, and you wouldn't keep anything there necessarily. You'd have it all in your briefcase, your knapsack.
Right.
Spin it forward again, and now we see a trend, especially in urban markets and suburban markets, called co-working spaces.
Huh.
Where we still have the executive suites where you go in and you rent a suite for, you know, a couple hundred dollars a month or so, depending on how much you use it. Now you have co-working spaces where you go in and you rent a desk, more of a free-form desk as opposed to something solid against the wall, where you can go and you can take a space anywhere, whatever's open is yours. But the collaboration is what's key now. Where before if you went into the stacks in college, you meant that's where you went to study. You know, where I went to school, you went to library east, second floor, in order to be sociable and pretend you were studying. In
mm-hmm.
the stacks, you worked. And in co-working
right.
spaces, you're able to get work done and you collaborate with people. It's a pretty cool
concept. And so these are just a variation on the executive suite theme with a more millennial flavor, so to speak.
A millennial flavor, sort of an independent, collaborative, almost.
Probably not too many wing walls anywhere, right? Probably
no,
wide,
exactly.
Wide open.
And you're not going in there to, I mean, you can go in there to work, but it's really, as the name would say, co-working. You're going in there, in a sense, to collaborate and see what the biology, you know, what the sort of perks up, what percolates from just the potential of collaboration.
And here's the interesting thing. That generation, the millennials, they work like that. They like that.
Right.
I wouldn't have liked that.
Right. Right.
Because I preferred, I mean, I'm not saying that it was right.
Right.
But I would be concerned about the project I was working on. I mean, I'm going to predict that the millennials, the more they start working on projects, that are proprietary for their customers or for themselves, the less they'll show up at those places. What do you think?
Well, they may not. They may just put their back to a wall.
Okay,
and,
well, but,
you know,
but,
I mean,
but,
it, well,
but at some point in time, at some point in time, confidentiality will work its way into your work.
Well, I was just going to say that, that trying to be putting on one of those screen shields so people can't see your screen at an angle or putting your back to a wall only goes so far.
Right.
And when you've signed an NDA or a non-disclosure agreement or when you're on the corporate dime and you're really working on something that if it leaked out, it could be the demise
of you
and the company.
How about this? They're working for you, Jeff, and they've got some talent. And they certainly do. They've got some talent that you need, and you've given them a piece of your business, a piece of your project, and the next thing you know, you find out that they're hanging out with a bunch of these people down at this little gathering place. That would give me pause.
Well, I think that co-working spaces are almost by design. They're not the Starbucks where you go, if you're a telework, you go just to hang out and bang out a few hours and just to be not social, but to be in a social atmosphere. I mean, in as much as I've worked from home for, the better part of close to 30 years, and I've never worked on my patio. Everyone says, oh, you can go out on the patio and have a cup of coffee, and says, I don't work there.
I never did that either.
I'm able to work at the kitchen table. Because it's almost desk size, and everything fits that way. But my workspace is my office desk in my home office. That's where I get my most of my work done.
Me
although
too.
We've written about being able to work elsewhere, it's all for the individual. But as you said earlier, I think this is a cultural thing that's coming around.
But go ahead.
As more millennials rise through the ranks, as they already are, and they bring with them in the corporate environment their work style and their acceptance of it, I think we're going to see, more of this rightfully applied, applied in the right setting as opposed to saying, I can go work on that project.
I have no problem at all, like it would matter to anyway, with how they want to collaborate. But my word of caution to them is, at some point in time, the project you're working on, if the people around you are not part of that project, at some point in time, confidentiality is going to weave itself into your work, and you're going to have to start behaving in a way that not only protects it, but even that doesn't even seem like it's not being protected.
Right. You have to, basic rules apply.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're working, whether you're working on a train.
And I don't know who's teaching. I don't know who's teaching the millennials what I just said to you.
Right.
I'm wondering about that. Some of this is not common sense, right? Some of it you have to be taught about confidentiality and things like that. Website quickly, Jeff.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.